It is a tremendous chus, it's a tremendous honor and privilege for our community, the Shabbos, to host Rabbi Meir Goldwicht. This Shabbos was a long time in making, but I want to thank the Dr. Yitzchak Belzon Beis Medrash for enabling it to happen. First time I met Rabbi Goldwicht was 16 years ago this summer, when I was supposed to go to a certain camp for the summer, and I changed my mind at the last second, and I decided I wanted to learn in the Masorah Kollel, and I called Rabbi Goldwicht to ask if I could be admitted to, I guess, get a little bit of an interview to see if I was worthy to join the Kollel. And Rav Goldwicht said, "Do you mind if I call you back a little bit later?" And I think you called me back at like 1:30 or 2 o'clock in the morning. And I said, "Rav Goldwicht, when do you sleep?" And you answered me something I'll never forget, because I've used it. You said, "Don't worry, I sleep very fast." And anyone who knows Rav Goldwicht knows how true that is, not just physically, but in essence, how he brings his excitement and enthusiasm to anything. Anyone who's ever watched Rav Goldwicht teach, anyone who's ever watched Rav Goldwicht learn, the excitement, the enthusiasm, the simcha that he brings to all of the Torah, and that really oozes onto everyone that listens, what enables him to teach so much Torah, to draw such large crowds, literally any free second he has to be teaching Torah, to be sharing Torah, says everything there is to know about him. So again, it's a real honor, it's a real privilege. We're looking forward to learning from you throughout Shabbos, tonight, in Oneg tomorrow night at the Mizrachis, the Chabura Shabbos morning, countless other opportunities that will be listed in the weekly. Again, I want to thank the Dr. Yitzchak Belzon Beis Medrash for enabling it to happen. And again, I ask you to please rise and join me in welcoming Rav Meir Goldwicht.
ברשות ידידי וראי רב מוסקוביץ' שליטה, מוריי ורבותיי, עוד שיעורים בעזרת השם, זיס קאמינג שבס, לילי נשמת, מי דיר דיר פרנד, לאבדי בן חיים לחיים, דוקטור יצחק בלזן, נכון לברכה. What I have the privilege for a few years to listen to my שיעורים, and many years what we talk in לימוד, הלכה, אגדה, and I really see his face in front of me. And I say to myself, I say to his son, Dr. Balazan, I would like to start with the inside, what I share with him, and through the years, is developed and come very interesting inside. Time in Hebrew is Zman. Why? Because every minute invited the next minute. להזמין. Every hour, the next hour, every month, the next month. Somebody would have life of Zman all the time. Iran, after the next day, the next month. Iran, Iran. One day you wake up and say, wow, I never catch what I want. And this creates difficult time. Sometimes this creates crisis. From this reason, only in Lashon HaKodesh, we have similar word to Zman. And this is Et. Et is mean to appreciate the present. To enjoy what we do now. From this reason, the Gemara in Shabbat teach us one of the questions that HaKadosh Baruch Hu asked after 120. He never asked how many hours you study Torah. Or how many weeks? The question is, Kavata itim la Torah. I not care minute, blood gemara for week, daf yoimi. I not care how much you learn. The question is, where is my head? I appreciate the present, or my head look for the future? Somebody would know to appreciate the present. He have the present, and he will catch the future. And from this reason, in Yom Kippur, all the sin what we have take place on the goat, when the Kohen Gadol makes the vidui. What's the name of the person who takes the goat to the desert? Veshilach oto biyad ish iti. Somebody what his life is et. He appreciates the present. For sure we need to think about the future. Shlomo HaMelech come and say and teach us, lakol zman ve'et lekol chefetz. But if we know to appreciate the present, we have the present and we can catch the future. What is the famous posuk? Mi ha'ish chafetz chaim, ohev yamim, nu, lirot tov, netzor lo sholcha mira usfatecha midaber, mirma. Obviously, you want, you would like to have long life. Netzor leshon chamira. Sfatecha midaber mirma. Don't talk leshon hara, don't talk something wrong. But now we have other explanation. Mi ha'ish echafetz chaim? You really want to have great life? Happy life? Mi ha'ish echafetz chaim? Ohev yamim. You appreciate the day. You never run only about the future. Ohev yamim. You enjoy the present. When you enjoy the present, also your perspective is positive. Liroto. And you see in the right way. And the question is, how we build life of ohev yamim? How we build life? Liroto. We have Mishnah in Masechet Avot. The Mishnah teaches Ben Azai Omer Everatz Lemitzvah Kala Kevachamura. Run after easy mitzvah, exactly how you run after difficult mitzvah. If we will say to ourselves, what is easy mitzvah? We can pick many. For example, in our parsha, Shiluach Hakan, to send the mother to take the chick, the bird, the eggs, many other mitzvot kalot. But comes the Rambam, Perush HaMishnah, and teach us. You know what is mean mitzvah kala? Believe or not, when Moshe Rabbeinu divide three aray miklat in east side of Yarden River before he passed away. He know he cannot cross Yarden River. He know he cannot divide the other three in Eretz Israel. He busy to divide only three. This is mitzvah kala. And the Rambam, when he mentions this explanation, he says something what he never say in any other place, in any other book what he write. He say, and this is the language of the Rambam, the lashon of the Rambam, ve'ata omar lecha chidush nifla shelimdunu chazal. Something unbelievable. Pilei playing. I not understand. Every child in elementary school, in preschool, in cheder, no, to divide three aray miklat, but except people who kill by mistake, in this set of Yarden River, this is only half mitzvah. Only half. We need the other three in Eretz Israel. Half mitzvah. How the Rambam come and says, this is the explanation on the Mishnah, Ever Atzle, mitzvah kala. When we know it's only half, the explanation is final. Pilei playing. When we make mitzvot, how we make the mitzvot? Or I scare from the punish, alevai, or I love Hashem. The difference is very clear. If you make any mitzvah with love, we can see your ambition, motivation, excitement. Only mitzvah, because I scare from the punish, I try to do what I need, and thank God, I'm okay. Come Moshe Rabbeinu and teach us, we have other aspects above these two, when you come to make mitzvot. Somebody stuck in the desert, Nevada, 100 degrees. For sure, he go to die. Nobody knows he's in the desert. He lose the direction. He go to die, it's no question. But he have in his hand half cup of water. If he drink, he will stay alive another hour, more or less, and he will die. If he never drink, he down the spot. He don't know to say bracha. He don't know anything. Tell me, what are you going to do? You go to drink this half cup of water or not? Definitely, yes. Why? Why? You know, for sure you go to die. It's no question. Because every one of us have inside, in our nature, would say to us, continue your life how much you can. Other hour, other minute, how much you can. Moshe Rabbeinu know he cannot cross Yarden River. HaKadosh Baruch Hu told him enough is enough. Al Tosef Daber Eliyahu B'davar Hazeh, don't talk to me about this. More. He go to the ends of the desert. Now we have opportunity to divide Triarei Miklat. He knows this is half mitzvah. He knows. He knows this is half cup of water. He knows the credit of the mitzvah will take Yehoshua when he go to divide the other tree in Eretz Israel. But Moshe Rabbeinu busy with this mitzvah. Why? Because he come and teach us, I make mitzvah, not only because I scare from the punish, not only because I love of Hashem, I feel He's give me life. If we feel He's give life, we cannot miss opportunity to have life. As a cup of water, as a rough cup. Yeah, I try, I come busy. If you have this kind of aspect, kind of perspective, you run after easy mitzvah, difficult mitzvah, because you feel everything give you life. Now, listen. Unbelievable. Please give me answer or give to yourself answer. Shabbos, today, every week, few time, we make from this Bima Agba? Yes. What we say when we say Agba? Vezot HaTorah, Asher Sam Moshe, Lifnei Einu, Bnei Israel. This is posuk or posuk? Half posuk. How many times you say this until today, thank God? Your rage is how long? 18, 20? Again, how many times? Thousands and thousands times? And with that Hashem, God will bless you to say this under 1,000 times. This is full posuk. Where does the posuk take place? Come, the Torah teaches. אז יבדיל משה שלוש ערים בעבר הירדן, מזרח השמש פרשת ואת חנן. משה רבנו דבה את ריארי מקלט. בעבר הירדן, לנו שם הרוצח אשר ירצח את ריאו בבלי דעת, ולא שונא לו מתמול שלשום, ונעשה לאחת הערים האלה וחי, פרופי פלוות קיל בי מסטייק, אני ראה to this place and this escape him alive, etc. etc. In the end of the names of the places, זה פוסוק איז, וזאת התורה אשר שם משה לפני בני ישראל. I'm sure, no question. If we have the choice to take this posuk and to put this posuk in the Torah in any place, the last place what we will pick is Arei HaMiklat. Arei HaMiklat, zot HaTorah. Parshat Yitro, end of Dvarim. Parsha with full mitzvot. Our Parsha, for example. Why is this posuk take place in Arei HaMiklat? You know why? Come Moshe Rabbeinu, and decide for us. Zot HaTorah, he teaches, Zot HaTorah, you want to know what is all the Torah? I feel it's giving me life. You don't miss opportunity to get life. It's give life. Zot HaTorah asher sam Moshe. The concept of Arei Miklat. The essence of Arei Miklat. The Gemara come and teaches in Menochot about Rabbi Preida, Big Rosh Yeshiva. One day, the students come and say, somebody have special yichus until Ezra Sofer. Want to come students in yeshiva. Rabbi Preda said, bring him, we talk, we give him some fire, we see if he belongs to us or not. He walked into the Rosh Yeshiva, Rabbi Preda, he's so nervous, he understands he cannot ask him any question. He knows for sure. He never give him answer. He don't want to embarrass him. He said to him, listen, I accept you to the yeshiva. But with one condition. I go to share with you short Dvar Torah, maybe 10, maybe 15 seconds, no more, between 10 to 15. If you remember this, all your life will come special life. And he said to him his fellow, Yavo Tov, V'yiten Tov, Al Yedei Tov, Letovim. יבוא טוב, קדוש ברוך הוא, טוב השם לכל. וייתן טוב, he will give us טוב, כי לקח טוב, תעתי לכם. על ידי טוב, is משה רבינו. ותפתח ותראה, כי טוב. When בת פרו, open the boat. ותפתח ותראה, כי טוב. לטובים, הטיב השם לטובים. What he say to him? Torah is good. Hashem is good. Moshe Rabbeinu is good. And Am Israel is good. The key word is Tov. And immediately continue and say to him, Yavo ze. Ze keili ve'anveu. Ve'yiten zot. Zot HaTorah. Al yedei ze, Moshe Ha'ish. Le'am zu natati. Exactly same. Now the key word is זה. What Rabbi Preda said to the students. And he said to him, if you remember this, all your life will come special and great and happy. He said to him, listen, if Torah is only Tov, what does it mean Tov? Olam shekulo Tov. Next word, Olam Abba. Nobody knows what does it mean Olam Abba. We hear. He said to him, Torah, before is Olam Abba, Torah is what? Ze. Olam Ze. Zot HaTorah, Asher Samushi. If you will understand Torah, Rabbi Preda said to the students, if integrate in your life, it's not different what you do through the day, what field you walk, you learn, you influence, you grow, but if everything what we do connect to Torah, the sky is the limit. Who is Rabbi Preda? The Rosh Yeshiva will teach one student one Mishnah, how many times? 400 times. And everybody very impressed from Rabbi Preda. I tell you the truth, I'm impressed from the students. How we can listen one Mishnah 400 times? Can't come crazy. We cannot listen same Dvar Torah twice. If we listen three times, Rabbi, you said this yesterday, you said this last year, you said this through, we cannot, it's too much. How we teach him 400 times? And have patience. The answer is, every time. He teach him, same Mishnah, but in other aspect, in other flavor. Put on the table here 400 bottles of wine. Do people not understand what this means, wine? They will tell you, this wine before the meal, after the meal, and this time, after time. Everyone have other flavor. This is Rabbi Preda. He teach. Torah is first what? Ze. Zot HaTorah Asher Samushe. When we feel in this way, what does it mean, Torah? We run after mitzvah kala kevachamura. And our life is not only zman, our life is also what? Et. Our life is ohev yamim. Ohev yamim is lirot tov. And all the rest come by himself. This is what Chazal come to teach us. This is what they really want for us to understand. We stay in season. What the name of the season is? Et. Not zman. To appreciate. Kavata itim la Torah. And listen, something very interesting. When we start to say slichas, few weeks from now, to Bnei Ashkenaz, Bnei Sfarad from Rosh Chodesh Elul, step A, we open Aron HaKodesh. For how long? 5 minutes. Four, Shema Koleinu, Al Tashlicheinu, etc. We close Aron HaKodesh. We come to Rosh Hashanah, Aron HaKodesh is open, 10, 15 minutes, depends on Nigunim, Bechol Maminim, or other part of the tefillah, a little bit more. You come to Yom Kippur, Aron HaKodesh is open, all Neila. You come to Sukkot. We not only open Aron HaKodesh. We take the Torah. We stay beside the Bima. And everyone would have Dalet Minim go around. Make one Akafa and Hoshana Rabbah 7 times. If every one of the Shul F Lulav, we put the Sefer Torah on the Bima. And everyone go around 1 time. We come to Simchat Torah. We not only open Aron HaKodesh. We not only put him on the bima and we go around Sefer Torah. We hug the Sefer Torah. We hug the Sefer Torah. What does it mean we hug the Sefer Torah? If you ask me, and I hope you agree with me, I will celebrate Simchat Torah difference. What does it mean people take Sefer Torah and go all over? Put all the Sefer Torah here and we will dance around the Torah. You go to wedding, you dance around who? Chosen Kala. You have a Hanasat Sefer Torah to the Shul. Everyone dance around who? Around the Sefer Torah. Why in Simchat Torah? We never make special place for all the Sifrei Torah and all the Shul will dance same how we dance in wedding. Why everybody takes Sefer Torah in his hand? Moreover, you know, when Sefer Torah goes from place to place, we stand up. It's naturally by every one of us. But in Simchat Torah, Le'alacha, my great Rebbe, Zecher Tzadik Levracha, says this to us many times. In Simchat Torah, you dance, you want to rest a little bit, you sit here, somebody pass in front of your eyes. With Sefer Torah, he dance, you can sit. You don't need to stand up. Why? Because the idea of Simchat Torah is, Sefer Torah is not for the bima. Sefer Torah is for us. Yavo ze, v'yiten zot al yedei ze, le'am zu yatzarti. This is Simchat Torah. To take the Torah to all places. Normally, Sefer Torah have two places. Bima, Aron HaKodesh, people would have the Sefer Torah in the end. In Simchat Torah, the place of the Sefer Torah is in any area of every shul all over the world. Inside and outside, in this side and other side. Mimele, exactly how the Sefer Torah stay on the Bima. We sit. Exactly the Sefer Torah stay by somebody and he sit. We also allow to sit. In Simchat Torah, the Sefer Torah stay all over. We can sit. Because the goal is Oshana Chavukabach Oshana. Kadosh Baruch Hu Oshana Hu. Nation would give you hug and not to take the hug to all the ear. Zot HaTorah Asher Samu Shalifei Bnei Yisrael. Everatz LeMitzvah Kala is give life. Is life. If it's give life, we never miss opportunity. Oev Yamin, we appreciate the days. Lirotov, this is not Zman, is it. From Rosh Chodesh Elul until Ata Oret Al Adat, is it. Kadosh Baruch Hu wants for us to appreciate this opportunity. We have so many days. If we pick one day and we really appreciate for the present, for the limud, for one good tefillah, what we, it's great. This put us in another stage. But this also give us to understand something unbelievable. You know, when we eat fruit from Shivat HaMinim, one more minute. We eat fruit from Shivat HaMinim, one more minute. Fruit from Shivat HaMinim. We have a priority. What we eat first, what we eat second, third. The priority is the fruit what close to the word Eretz. What the Pasuk say? Eretz, Chita Seora, Gefen, Teena, Verimon, Eretz, Zeit, Shemen, Udvash. Chita, Sora, wheat and barley is not fruit. One, two, out from the priority. Number three. Third is what? Gefen, grape. Four is? Fig. And number three, number five is? Rimon, pomegranate. Eretz, second time, Zeit, Shemen, olive, and Dvash is date. Is mean olive date, grape, fig, and pomegranate. You eat olive? Yes. What do you do immediately with the seed? You take out from your tongue because it's uncomfortable to keep this. It's bitter, it's not comfortable. But when you eat date, it's so sweet, you can keep the seed on your tongue for other few seconds. It's not a big deal. You eat grape, it depends. If the seed is big, you take this out. If not, you eat this with the fruit. You come to the fig, you cannot divide between the seed and the fruit. What you eat? Everything. You come to the pomegranate, you eat only what? The seed. The seed that was in the beginning bitter, come in the end what? Sweet. Process. Step by step. What is difficult today, will come easy tomorrow. If you appreciate the present. If we enjoy Oev Yamim, after it's difficult sometimes, step by step, we come to the seed. We come to Rosh Hashanah. But one of the logo of Rosh Hashanah is what? The seed of the pomegranate. If we take this kind of aspect, with us. It's B'Siyata Dishmaya, in the weeks, what left until Rosh Hashanah, and also the days after, will come for us process of growing a little bit, not too much, because Baruch Hu never want for us to succeed completely, but to try a little bit better. It's B'Siyata Dishmaya v'Bizoche, because Baruch Hu will fulfill all Mishalot Libenu Letova, and v'Bizoche to Shana Tova, and Ktiva Mechatima Tova, and Shana, v'Takodosh Baruch Hu will give us bracha, simcha, and atzlacha.